Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, Pensacola Morning News. And joining us now by phone, we've got Sam Abel, the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Every Tuesday after a Monday city council meeting, she joins us. Hey, Sam, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So let's start with the good news. You got a chance to celebrate some student athletes last night, right?
We did. Very exciting. Coach Bert Gatico was there with two of his captains, and they're still going on their victory lap. We hope it never ends. Our mayor and council recognized them with a proclamation for winning the state title for the first time in 21 years when it was won 21 years ago. It was by ladies soccer.
Nice.
So we're proud of them both as athletes and as scholars. Just incredible academic rankings as well. So that was a really cool way to start the meeting.
No, I'll take it. That's good news. We also have a solution to a very easy issue that involved no disagreement whatsoever. The tennis courts becoming pickleball courts.
That's been a lot of fun. you know what's interesting?
Hold on, I need to wipe a little bit of the sarcasm off of the phone connection here. Just a second. Go ahead, Sam.
No, not sarcasm. Just I go back as a movie projector in my mind about this journey. So, but you know, when you live in a community with an exceptional quality of life, your advisory park board is very heavily attended. Mm. It's akin to another community's planning commission because often our advisory park board meetings are standing room only. They are very heavily attended, more than our council meetings. So there's always an exchange of discussion. And the advisory park board had met three different times. As you know, Andrew, the first time the proposal from the pickleballers was to convert courts that have been for over 10 years striped for both pickleball and tennis, but they're in our High Point neighborhood. They wanted to convert those only to pickleball, argument being, hey, tennis has facilities at the community center. These should be our facilities. Well, at the next meeting of the city council, when it came time for them to hear the park board recommendation, as you can imagine, a lot of members of that neighborhood showed up and had a lot to say about once you increase the number of pickleball, the impact that that's going to have to parking in the surrounding area. So the council directed staff to look at a future plan for where we could add it to Shoreline Park. When we looked at adding it to Shoreline Park, there really wasn't an area anywhere in our facilities where it wasn't going to impact an existing amenity, whether that be disc golf, you know, one of our recreation fields or even our trees and natural resources. And so the park board did not like any of the three options. That was scratched. But we had members there who've played at UWF and said, look, you know, at UWF, they've converted tennis to pickleball. There's instructional play with their tennis pros who are now certified pickleball pros. Why can't we do both? So we went back, and what we proposed to the council is taking two of the tennis courts in the back and converting to six pickleball courts. Now you've got the lighting, you've got the parking.
Yeah.
At the advisory park board meeting, it was unanimous. Everybody was happy. So I think everybody has compromised, and importantly, in High Point, there will not be any change with that resurfacing. It'll still be striped for both and hopefully go back to being a quiet neighborhood amenity.
Wow. Anytime you can say we did a parks thing and everybody was happy, I mean, that's a pretty big accomplishment. I will take that for the win.
That's right. It's like I'm going to coast for the rest of the week. I'm just going to be like, did you hear?
Good for the year. My work here is done. I'll be out for lunch.
I mean, you know.
I know. I appreciate that. Hey, Sam, hang on for just a second because I had one other thing I definitely want to talk about with you. Let's get Canyon here. Traffic on the fives.
I'm watching an accident. This looks like Davis Highway and Klinger Street and Berg Street in Pensacola. I am showing a roadblock in that area at that intersection. So caution there, caution wherever you are. 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sam Abel, city manager in the city of Gulf Breeze. Where are we at with Wayside Park and the access to the boat ramp underneath the bridge? I mean, it's a beautiful facility. I've been there as a part of the tour that FDOT gave us, but where are we at on these projects?
Yeah, so the council had the same pointed question of me last night, Andrew, and at the meeting before that and the meeting before that. And
fair.
Yes, yes. And so in preparation for the meeting last night, I drove underneath and, yes, saw for myself that Skanska and subcontractors are still there. They're still doing work. They look like they're, winding down. Definitely, good progress happening. But to the bigger picture, there's two separate issues. One is, when is it going to open in order for vehicles to be able to turn around underneath the bridge so you can pull a U-ey? Well, that's a lot easier, to answer, and that's when Skanska's done, it will be open. But when you ask about the boat ramp, Andrew, I actually read in the paper this morning, PNJ covering Pensacola, Gulf Breeze is likewise in the same situation. FEMA still has Wayside Park on Gulf Breeze's side under review. So a lot of your listeners may not realize that Wayside is the name of a park on both the Pensacola side and Gulf Breeze side,
right,
both sides of the Pensacola Bay. And coincidentally, the amount of hurricane damage that Gulf Breeze sustained is also $2 million, which is the same as what I read Pensacola is looking at. So we had just total destruction to our fishing pier, our boardwalk, our 10 gazebos, and the boat ramp. So even Skanska most recently has had to be pretty creative in using that boat ramp. So we have reached out, to our legislators just to say, look, this boat ramp is extremely important for our emergency vessels. When we have somebody who has capsized in the water, our boat ramp is the one that is used for mutual aid. So we've made that a priority. But for the rest of the improvements, they're going to be a pay-as-you-go because FEMA, for whatever reason, has not approved recovery monies on either side of Pensacola Bay.
Now, FEMA knows it's two wayside parks, though, right? Even though it's the same dollar amount?
Well, maps are part of the submission. And both sides, we did our damage assessment immediately after the storm. It is curious that, we received recovery monies for Vista Park and Pier. Escambia received those monies. The city did for Shoreline Park, much more tucked into our peninsula city.
Right.
But Pensacola Bay, being so important for tourism and economic development, it's still under review. Really 3 years after Hurricane Sally.
Weird. Okay. And so now I'm very familiar with the damage at the Pensacola side Wayside Park by the Visitor Center. It's pretty extensive. I'm not as familiar with the damage to Wayside Park on the Gulf Breeze side because when I drive past there, it kind of looks okay from just the drive-by naked eye view. What was the damage there?
Right. So especially as FDOT has been sharing drone footage of the improvement of the bridge, if you look at the gazebos from the top, all you can see is the pretty blue metal top. It is completely structurally damaged beyond repair underneath that blue top.
Oh, wow.
So we actually started just using our in-house personnel, removing and demolishing those gazebos. Using a crane, it's trial and error. Safety comes first. But we're trying to do what we can to just make it safe. The boardwalk on the side with the gazebos, that boardwalk goes to the fishing pier, it has totally washed out.
Oh,
and so
okay.
the structural support is gone. On the boat ramp side, the concrete itself is just upended, so much of what you see with an earthquake and that we're all familiar with after hurricane. So from an aerial view, all is well. When you get close, it's very clear that these are unusable facilities. And so I know it's going to be tantalizing when we have people want to go down and see that beautiful water view, but it is very dangerous. And the city has not been able to make repairs before now because, of course, the park is closed for Skanska with the temporary construction easement. But once they leave, we will be able to get into the area of the boat ramp. Right now, we're on the other side with the gazebos. And we're just going to have to, do a pay-as-you-go approach, hoping that finally we may receive some, federal assistance and open this park back up to what it needs to be.
Well, and that's a good additional observation. Of course, you're very sharp at these things, but that, people are going to want to use the parking and the U-turn, And then to just also be told, okay, you can use that, but you can't go here, you can't go here, you can't go here. It's going to be, there's going to be a an enforcement security challenge for that, because when Skanska pips and FDOT picks up and goes, they're not going to be there with barricades and staff and whatever all the time. So, great.
You're exactly right. And our park has been closed since March 2017 because of the bridge, which was, as we all know, supposed to reopen much earlier than now. So it has really been an impact, because if you think about it, that boat ramp was the most popular boat ramp in South Santa Rosa County. So all of those boats, Andrew, have been going to Shoreline Park South, which
Hence
is in the middle
problems
of our
that,
community.
Right.
Yes, yes. So we want to reopen Wayside Park as soon as possible in order to, you know, provide relief to our local roads. But it is definitely going to be a challenge and continued delay for our working waterfront.
Oh, great. And we might have to pay for it ourselves in the end. Wow, terrible news. But, I mean, you know, this is what you sometimes just have to deal with the realities and solve them. Sam Abel, City Manager for the City of Gulf Breeze. Sam, thanks as always for the update, for all the work that you guys do to, you know, keep the city everything that it is. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
You bet. 822 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're thinking about selling your home. You're thinking about buying a home. You want to have the best representation, the best real estate agent you can possibly get, right? Or at least someone who's very good at it. And there's all different kinds of factors that might go into your decision about which realtor to hire. Of course, I recommend Christina Leavenworth. I know her personally. I know a lot of people who have worked with her. You know, fantastic. Here's one thing to consider.